I consider it an honor and a privilege to be here with you today on this momentous occasion. As a pastor, I know how painfully difficult it is to say goodbye to a church family who dearly and deeply loves you. And to Pastor Lyle and Iris, you are loved and will be missed. Your lives and ministry will forever be woven into the fabric of this church, the Manoa Japanese Church. 26 years of living, loving, and leading this parish will forever remain as a special treasure trove of memories. When I thought and considered the words to define the life of Pastor Lyle, many came to mind. He is indeed a gentleman, a scholar. He's patient. He has been a mentor, a friend, a colleague, a leader, a writer, a preacher, a teacher, an administrator. He is kind, gracious, unpretentious, and compassionate. But I think the one thing that defines him the most is the word faithful. Faithful to his calling of God. Faithful as a pastor to this church for the last 26 years. And so, Pastor Lyle and Iris, thank you. Thank you for your contribution to the Hawaii Conference and your sacrificial service of love to the Manoa Japanese Church. You will be missed by many and remembered by more. And finally, Godspeed, God bless, and in the words of Jesus, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Right now, I am feeling very, very thankful for many things. I am thankful to this church that you welcomed me as a ministerial intern way back in July of 1977. I just graduated from Pacific Union College a month before. And you welcomed me here. And just 10 months later, when Elder Kono accepted the call to move to Los Angeles, you asked me to delay my seminary training to become your senior pastor. And you extended to me a great deal of patience and graciousness as I learned on the job and made more than my share of mistakes. You allowed me to grow. I came here single. Now I leave with a wife of 25 years and a family much larger than I ever dreamt I would have. And I am grateful for the way that you've allowed me to grow over the years. I'm thankful also that during all of these years that we've had together, you, along with the conference, gave me the blessing of being able to take 3 sabbaticals. And it's a real testimony to the quality of leadership that this church has, that during my 2nd and 3rd sabbaticals, you did not need an interim pastor to come in and look after things while I was away. The elders and the rest of you took care of things just fine. And it's an even greater testimony to the quality of people in this church that it was also during those same 2nd and 3rd sabbaticals that you were right in the middle of 2 major building projects. And both building committee chairman and everyone else, again, handled things just fine and everything just moved forward. You didn't even miss me. I don't know of another church anywhere that has been able to take on 2 major building projects the way you have. First, constructing that building in the back for the Japanese division to have a special place to worship, and along with Sabbath school rooms that 15 years ago cost $1.3 million. And now to complete another 1.5 renovation project, it's unheard of. And it's truly been a blessing, and I am grateful for having had the opportunity to work together with you, with people who are so committed to this church, to each other, and who so willingly give of themselves so sacrificially. I'm grateful also to all of you and also to the conference for supporting my need and my desire to continue to grow academically. When I submitted my proposal to work on a Doctor of Ministry degree, you gave me your blessing, even though that meant that I would be away for weeks at a time for 2 summers, and then I would need time to work on my dissertation. And I'm grateful especially for the support and patience of my family, that I was able to complete that degree within the 5-year time limit that the school had set. There were several people who had gone through that program ahead of me, and they warned me, most people need to ask for an extension. Well, I was able to do it within that time limit, and I'm grateful for the encouragement and support that I received from all of you, and again, especially from my family. Because when I graduated, there were about 1/4 of our class that finished on time. And there are some who to this day are still not done. So I'm thankful for that. But I'm thankful for all the years that we've had together. I've been told by church administrators at all levels of our denomination that they don't know of anyone who has stayed at one church longer than I have. What we have had together has truly been a unique experience. And it has given me the opportunity to experience things that no other Seventh-day Adventist church pastor has ever experienced. And I'm very thankful for that. Just as one example, I had the privilege of baptizing all 3 of the Mealy children. And then I officiated at their weddings, and then I have dedicated all of their children. I'm grateful to all of you for allowing me to be a part of your lives in so many different ways, happy, sad, difficult, joyful, for all of these years. And I'm also grateful that because of the time we've been able to share together, we have been able, through God's blessings and graciousness, to make an impact on this community. Just when I think about organizations like Hawaii Meals on Wheels and Habitat for Humanity, whenever they hear the name of this church mentioned, what they tell me is, your people are really the best. They are dependable, and they do an outstanding job. And I'm grateful for the way that God has blessed and used you to make a real difference in this community. And I'm also grateful to God for the doors that He has opened over the years that I've been here to allow me to participate in the wider religious community, to associate with other clergy and other leaders and other religious groups. It's been a blessing to be able to represent the Adventist Church to all of these people, to let them know that we love Jesus and we care about the well-being of the people of this community. And so I am thankful for all that God has done in the time that we've been together. There are so many incredible blessings that we have experienced together. And it's because of that that I can walk away with peace in my heart, knowing that God has done something good. But, and this is a huge but, all of the things that I have mentioned, and more, I would consider to be a complete waste if in the time that we have been together, you have not grown closer to Jesus. If you have not grown in your love for Jesus, if your faith in Jesus has not deepened as a result of the time that we have shared together, then I would consider my time here to be a complete waste. All the time, all the energy, all the work, all the accomplishments are worth nothing if you have not grown stronger in your experience with Jesus. This morning, I want to share with you some words from the Apostle Paul, something that he shared to the Christians in the church in the city of Philippi. If you open your Bible to the book of Philippians, what Paul says to the Philippians here expresses very well what I'm feeling towards you this morning. Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 4, Paul begins to talk about some of his accomplishments, some of his qualities, some of the things that he considers to be important enough that he can say that he is superior to all of those teachers who are trying to counteract his gospel ministry. He had a lot to be proud of. But then notice what he says starting in verse 7. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as lost because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own based on law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that if possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Paul says everything that he had accomplished, everything that he considered good and important about himself, he would consider a loss compared with knowing Jesus Christ. Three times, in verses 7 and 8, he says, I count these things as loss. And the idea behind that phrase in the original language is that Paul is saying, these things have no worth, no value, compared with knowing Jesus. They are still true. They are still reality. People still consider these things to be valuable and important. But Paul says, I consider them to be worth nothing when compared with knowing Jesus. But then near the end of verse 8, Paul takes this idea a step further. He says, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse in order that I may gain Christ. That little word refuse in my Bible, the Revised Standard Version, in the New International Version, it translates it as rubbish. If you have the King James, it uses the word dung. For my study of the word, the King James is the most accurate translation. The Greek word is the word for excrement. And it's actually a vulgar word. If Paul were writing today in English, he would say, I count them as, and he would use the S word. That's how strongly he felt. That's how he was expressing himself. Everything that people consider to be important, everything that people consider to be valuable, I count as poop when compared with knowing Jesus. And he says twice how important it is to know Christ Jesus, knowing him. And the word that he uses for know in the Greek language is the word that expresses the idea of knowing something through experience. It's not just an intellectual head knowledge. It's knowing something from your own personal experience with it. In the Greek version of the Old Testament, in Genesis where it says Adam knew his wife Eve, referring to them having sexual relations, that's the word for know that Paul uses here. It is a very personal, real, intimate experience with Jesus Christ. It's not just reading about Jesus in the Bible. It's actually having a relationship with Jesus that is much closer, much deeper than any other relationship that you can have with anyone here on earth. And Paul says, when you have this relationship with Jesus, the result is you experience the power of the resurrection. The power that brought Jesus back to life is the power that God offers to us as a result of our relationship with Jesus that changes us now, that transforms us. And not only that, this power also makes it possible for us to gain entrance into the heavenly kingdom. And so like Paul this morning, I would say to you that all that God has accomplished for us during the years that we have been together, all of that is worth nothing. It's all rubbish. It's poop. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't have a deep personal relationship with him, that's all that matters. It's much like our beliefs and doctrines as an Adventist church. Everything that we believe has value and importance only as we understand and live them out within the context of a relationship with Jesus. What we believe about the Sabbath, tithes and offerings, healthful living, the second as you experience them within your relationship with Jesus. All the blessings that we have experienced together, I believe God gave to us for one reason, and that is so that our love for Jesus would grow stronger and so that our faith in him would deepen. This morning, I would plead with you, please do not let all of these blessings go to waste. Don't let them become rubbish. Please make it your commitment to truly know Jesus. I hope you understand how difficult it is for me and my family to leave. We leave with deeply mixed feelings. On the one hand, it is exciting to go to someplace new, to experience new things. But Hawaii is home. It will always be home. And I will always be a local boy at heart. But I am also a Christian. And as a Christian, nothing is more important to me than doing God's will. For now, I am convicted that it's God's will for us, my family and me, to be in Roseburg, Oregon. But one of the blessings, one of the wonderful blessings of being a Christian, is that you never say goodbye forever. because of the hope that we have in Jesus, because of the promises that he's given to us, we will never be apart forever. We will see each other again. Not even death can separate us forever. Any separation that we have is just temporary. God has conquered death. So even though we had to say goodbye to Dr. Minagawa, it is not forever. So moving to Roseburg is really not a big deal. I hope you will make it your commitment to make time every day sacred. Time that you will spend studying your word, studying to know Jesus better. And as Paul said, pray without ceasing. Pray all throughout the day. And do not allow the blessings that we have shared to become rubbish. Know Jesus, and I will see you again. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.